You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuning into Mind, Body, and Soul right here on We Talk Radio Network. Hello, welcome to We Talk Radio. It's the Mind, Body, and Soul show with your host, Big Joe. I am Big Joe, holding it down with Kia D. I believe T. Smiley is with us.
Yo, yo, we in the building.
What's up?
We in the building. We in the building.
You know, we have a few days before Christmas, and I don't know why this year, I've really been in the Christmas mood.
I'm glad to hear you in the Christmas mood.
Way more than the last few years. I'm just really in a Christmas mood. So, Big Joe, I will say,
that's a blessing, because, you know, it's a lot of people out there struggling. They're not in that Christmas mood. I'm glad you are, because you're going to set the atmosphere for where we need to be.
I'm glad you said that. Tell me you got some Christmas music lined up for me.
Man, I got, bro, your boy T. Smiley on the ones and twos going to hook you up. You ready?
T. Smiley, I'm ready. I got something.
All right, so we're going to start it out right. You know, we're going to start it out with the OJs. We're going to start it out with the OJs. Christmas just ain't Christmas without the ones you love. We'll be right back. Big Joe, my body is already on the field.
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love. Same new year without the one you love. Underneath the mistletoe, I saw a face all aglow. Last year, this time. Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine. Oh,
Christmas, just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Thank you. and I'm gonna tell my dad.
Welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network with your host, Big Joe.
I am Big Joe, right here holding it down with Tia D, T Smiley. You know,
hey, we're in the building.
I'm sitting here thinking, and you know, Christmas can be pretty stressful for some because of the high expectations of gifts and families being together, being happy, and not all of us are able to live up to the idea or maybe even the things that you wanted to do. You know, sometimes we just got to be happy with the best that we can do.
Say that again.
I think we have to, personally, I think we have to let our kids let, because mostly Christmas is for kids. So we need to let them know the true meaning of Christmas. And we're going to have to get into that probably next year. We're going to have to get into the true meaning of Christmas. Is it a pagan holiday? Or is it a day that we set aside? Oh, I didn't hear some coughing over there. You okay? I didn't mean to make you choke.
I think he was clearing his throat. He was actually about to comment, but I think
Come on with it.
Go ahead, brother. We'll let you finish that.
Well, I was saying, is it a pagan holiday, or are we actually remembering our Lord and Savior's birth? What are the traditions? I think we need to explain the true meaning of that, but we're not going to do it tonight.
Well, we all know the true meaning of Christmas is Jesus is the reason for the season.
Right. But they say that this is not truly his true birth date, because if he was really born in the winter, then some of the things that happened in the Bible wouldn't, you know, it was more like a spring or summer or fall kind of situation on the setup. Anyways,
shepherd?
I wasn't there. Right. Because they walked, and they weren't going to be able to walk to deliver the frankincense and myrrh and all that through the wintery months or something like that. I apologize. I'm not a Bible expert.
No. That's a complete different
scenario. Get me right, Big Joe.
That's a complete different scenario. It took the wise men 2 years to reach Christ. It took the wise men.
You talking about
2 years? It, that one didn't want to come out right. It took the wise men 2 years to actually reach Jesus Christ. But the recounts say that the shepherds, who were the first to go and greet the Lord, were the first on the scene. And if the shepherds reached him first, it wasn't in the winter, because you wouldn't be out with no sheep while there's snow on the ground.
Right.
What they gonna eat?
Again, yeah, you're right. That's another conversation for next year.
We gonna get into it next year.
I was gonna say we got time tonight.
No. Yeah, I understand, but we gonna keep it in the Christmas spirit this year. Because you have people that honestly have did their research and did their studies and December 25th is actually supposedly Nimrod's and some other kings who presented themselves as gods. and this is a celebration. Saying that the Christians took it over to change it over to make a day for Christ. But the traditions are really pagan. In the book of Jeremiah, he tells you not to decorate your house with trees and don't decorate them up with gold and silver like the heathens do. What do we do with a tree? And, you know, I'm throwing stones at myself because I just bought a tree and decorated it with silver and got a little gold star and the whole nine.
I remember growing up and we put a Christmas tree in the church.
Yeah, but Jeremiah said don't do these, like, don't do these things that the heathens do. And I think a lot of times it's funny because I think we do things and think God is okay with it, but the word specifically says that he doesn't change. Neither does his way, neither does his, he don't change, we do. So, like I said, that's going to be a conversation for next year. We're going to definitely get into it.
That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
We're going to definitely get into it. Again, Jeremiah said, don't do these things, and we have done it. For what? I think that we need to honestly explain who Christ is. Realistically, Christmas is, if we say it's Jesus' birthday, why ain't we giving our gifts to the church?
Well, that's a whole nother subject.
Woo-wee, come on now.
Our gift is our presence.
He said
it
again.
Our gift is our presence.
So that means we gotta show we can go and commune in church and give thanks on that day, but that don't necessarily mean money all the time.
It don't. Yeah. I think
that's where these pastors get mixed up, you know, sometimes. You think, oh, yeah, we're supposed to come to the church and give money, but it ain't all about that.
It's not. And I understand that there are a few, and I got to say this part, because I do, and it's funny because the pastors that I know who work and who pay tithes, Even a few of them that are actually retired workers or full time pastors, I know a few that that actually pay more in tithes than they actually make. And that's honestly so. And they still pay their tithes regularly. And it's funny because what I've found is the ones that pay tithes and mostly probably paying in tithes more than they actually make from the church, those are the churches that don't really ask for two or three offerings.
Yeah, because they already got it. You're talking about the, now, in that sense, yeah, we're talking about the, you would think in that mindset, you're talking about the mega churches, the big churches, What about these small churches?
No. I'm not talking about no mega church. I'm talking about some little bitties. I'm talking about where they got maybe less than 200 members, less than 70 members. And pastor might be making $150-$300 a Sunday.
Right, I know some pastors.
I know several pastors who musicians make more than they make.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I know that for a fact. I've seen
and
that
it's confusing to me. I mean, we're not gonna get into that conversation today. Kia D, can you give me some Christmas music? Put me back in the spirit. Oh, my
you
bad. T Smiley.
We got you, bro.
I'm so sorry.
We got you.
Look me up.
It's all good, Doc. We got you right here on My Body and Soul with your host, Big Joe, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Y'all stay tuned. That's right. This is your boy, Keith Smiles, and holding down right here on Mind, Body, and Soul, right here on We Talk Radio Network. This has been a wonderful show. We've heard a little from our host, Big Joe, and we have listened to some amazing, wonderful Christmas songs and music. I hope you guys are, you know, in the Christmas spirit after listening to all those beautiful songs. But right now, we're actually gonna go ahead and pray, and we're going to end the show here. So, Father God, we thank you for just allowing us just to be here one more time, God. Just give your name praise and glory, God, throughout everything that's going on, God. We know that you are the reason for the season, God. We thank you and praise you, God, for our many blessings all throughout the year, God. We know that Christmas is not only about the Christmas gifts, God, but it's just about getting each and every one of us close together, God, just to praise your name, God, to give you all the glory and honor that's due unto you, God. And as we leave this place, God, I ask that you just bring us back tomorrow on a brand new day with Miss Emily Blue, and we'll finish up the year with our Shine Lord Radio tomorrow night at 8:30. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, and don't forget, T. Smiley, we have a very special Christmas Eve edition on Thursday at 12 noon. We're going to be here rocking out on We Talk Radio Network. I think I'm going to go live on Periscope that day, too. So it's going down. Okay, we'll see you guys tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show. No, I mean, I've got too many shows. But 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Right after that, like T. Smiley said, Shine Lord Radio Show at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for rocking out with us and holding down with us. This is the Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show with your host again, Big Joe, T. Smiley on the ones and twos. I'm just here to hang out and have a good time with everybody. And, again, thank you guys for an amazing and incredible and epic year. From everybody here at We Talk Radio Network, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. Check us out on all of those networks at We Talk, on all those platforms, We Talk Radio. Now, on YouTube, go to We Talk Radio Network. Or you can just go to wetalkradio.com. That's wetalkradio.com, where you can find us and connect with us all the way around. You can Google us or Yelp us, all that good stuff. It's going down, y'all. Keep us in your prayers because big and major things are happening for 2021 for We Talk Radio Network. We are too excited. We have worked so hard for so many years, and finally, your prayers are coming true. Thanks so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network, the Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show with Big Joe. Good night.
Hey, Mama. How you doing, baby?
Yes, Charles.
How about we do one together for Christmas for all the families around the world?
Let's go.
Mom, I'm so glad to have your mama love.
That time of the year, Mama. For 45 long years, we've been together. We had our ups and downs, but through it all, we're still together. I'm so glad we can share this special time. Mama, you will always be forever mine. Christmas time is the time to share our love. Gather around the Christmas tree with friends and family. Christmas wouldn't be the same if I couldn't see your lovely face or call your name. Christmas. Mama,
I'm so glad to have you
over.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas to you.
Can you sing it, pretty lady?
We've been through our ups and downs.
I'm here to spend Christmas once again with family and friends. So all I want to say to you all, you have a Merry Christmas.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.